第4問。第4問も A と B の2つの部分に分かれています。第4問 A は、問い20から問い22までの3問です。それぞれの問いについて音声を聞き、答えとして最も適切なものを4つの選択肢、1から4のうちから1つずつ選びなさい。では始めます。
Question number 20.
My speech is about the trip I made to Europe last year. Last summer, I decided to visit my cousin in Holland. There are direct flights to Amsterdam, where she lives, but I wanted to see France and Italy as well, so I caught a plane to Paris. I found a nice hotel in Paris that I liked very much, so I decided to stay longer and not go to Italy. After a week of visiting museums and shopping, I caught a train and went directly to Amsterdam. I really enjoyed that train ride.
Listen again.
My speech is about the trip I made to Europe last year. Last summer, I decided to visit my cousin in Holland. There are direct flights to Amsterdam, where she lives, but I wanted to see France and Italy as well, so I caught a plane to Paris. I found a nice hotel in Paris that I liked very much, so I decided to stay longer and not go to Italy.After a week of visiting museums and shopping, I caught a train and went directly to Amsterdam. I really enjoyed that train ride.
Question number 21.
Hi, Coach. This is Jiro.I'm calling about Saturday's tennis practice. I know I said that I'd go to the court early to set up the net, but I'm afraid I can't get there by 10. The earliest would be around noon. So I asked Kenji if he could do it instead of me, and he said that would be no problem. He has to study with Yumiko in the afternoon, so he can't take the net down. But I'll be there by then, so don't worry. Okay?Bye.
Listen again.
Hi, Coach. This is Jiro. I'm calling about Saturday's tennis practice. I know I said that I'd go to the court early to set up the net, but I'm afraid I can't get there by 10. The earliest would be around noon. So I asked Kenji if he could do it instead of me, and he said that would be no problem. He has to study with Yumiko in the afternoon, so he can't take the net down. But I'll be there by then, so don't worry. Okay? Bye.
Question number 22.
This afternoon, all new students are to go to the assembly hall to sign up for classes. If you haven't done so yet, go to the office first and pick up a copy of the course descriptions. Look through it and decide which classes you want to sign up for. Some classes are required, but there are others you can choose. Go to the assembly halland get the teacher's permission for the classes you want to take. Then write your name down on the class lists.
Listen again.
This afternoon, all new students are to go to the assembly hall to sign up for classes. If you haven't done so yet, Go to the office first and pick up a copy of the course descriptions. Look through it and decide which classes you want to sign up for. Some classes are required, but there are others you can choose. Go to the assembly hall and get the teacher's permission for the classes you want to take. Then write your name down on the class lists.
これで第4問 A は終わりです。13ページを見てください。第4問 B は問い23から問い25までの3問です。ここでは短い話を一つ聞き、それぞれの問いの答えとして最も適切なものを4つの選択肢、1から4のうちから一つずつ選びなさい。では始めます。
Questions number 23 to 25.
In today's program, I'll tell you an amazing story about something that happened in Bermuda about 50 years ago. A powerful hurricane was approaching the island, so all the people were busy preparing to protect their homes against the strong winds and high waves that were sure to hit. As the storm swept within 10 miles of Bermuda's coast,The winds bent the island's palm trees down to the ground. It was such a strong hurricane that destruction on a large scale seemed certain. Suddenly, the weather forecasters were shocked to find out that there was not one, but two powerful storms approaching the island. In fact, the first hurricane was being followed by an even more powerful one. The island appeared to be doomed.But then a very strange thing happened. The second storm came so close to the first one that both were thrown off course. The storms changed direction and blew out to sea, where they wasted their force on the empty ocean. Glorious weather returned to Bermuda. Unbelievable as it sounds, the island was saved from one hurricane by another.
Listen again.
In today's program, I'll tell you an amazing story about something that happened in Bermuda about 50 years ago. A powerful hurricane was approaching the island, so all the people were busy preparing to protect their homes against the strong winds and high waves that were sure to hit. As the storm swept within 10 miles of Bermuda's coast,The winds bent the island's palm trees down to the ground. It was such a strong hurricane that destruction on a large scale seemed certain. Suddenly, the weather forecasters were shocked to find out that there was not one, but two powerful storms approaching the island. In fact, the first hurricane was being followed by an even more powerful one. The island appeared to be doomed.But then a very strange thing happened. The second storm came so close to the first one that both were thrown off course. The storms changed direction and blew out to sea, where they wasted their force on the empty ocean. Glorious weather returned to Bermuda. Unbelievable as it sounds, the island was saved from one hurricane by another.
これで問題を聞く部分はすべて終わりです。